number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Start browsing our online prices at GregLeBlancToyota.com for low online prices. You can get your top dollar trade-in value and low monthly payments with the click of a mouse. It's just that easy. If you're a new or returning customer, our friendly staff at Greg LeBlanc Toyota will make you feel right at home. Remember, when you go to Greg, you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Houma's number one new car dealer. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
A heart inside a crescent moon?
Yes, and I love you to the moon and back is engraved inside.
The moon and back pendant is just $99 and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, got a pair. Questions of the day. One pertains to Sunday. One pertains to today. The New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Pacers. Super Bowl 55 on Sunday. The questions of the day are?
Yeah, let's start off with today. And that Pelicans team plays the Indiana Pacers. What do you want to see tonight from your Pelicans? Right here on ESPN 100.3, and also Sunday, give us predictions to the game against the Bucks and the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 51, and let's get it started.
Super Bowl 55.
55, sorry. I had the LV, and I was thinking, and I saw the Super Bowl and just saw the ones.
That's okay.
55.
You sure you're not the one that stayed up all night?
I'm a little.
I have a reason why I stayed up.
I was doing a lot of reading yesterday for school.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
I mean, it's not as bad as you, honestly. It's really not.
Okay.
But
just making sure.
Woke up early to keep reading, and then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Can you try and have fun this weekend? You seem really down this week. I don't know.
More homework.
More. You're only in your second week of the semester.
I have to do a case study.
A case study? On what?
Case brief.
On what?
On what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to read this 22-page document. And
what class is this?
Communication law study.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait.
Kill me.
You avoid.
Kill me
now.
You
never told me you were doing communication law.
I have to. I didn't choose to. Believe me.
Communication law.
I'm reading a book right now. It takes me 40 minutes to read 5 pages.
Wow. You know, we know Jason. If you ever need any assistance from a lawyer,
maybe he can, write my.
No, you see, why'd you go there? No, that's not how you learn.
When
Did
am
you
I
not
ever
hear
use
anything
a court?
Quintarius when just
I,
said?
When am
you
I,
need to learn,
Gus. When am I ever going to use?
You never know.
A court briefing.
You never know. What if the job offer
or a case brief
when you graduate is in communication studies or law? But not hosting your own radio show. Because I got to be honest with you, your takes,
A legal brief.
Well, again, I'm sure Papa and Mama Kleber wouldn't mind a lawyer in the house, but law school for you. No?
I'm reading all of these words in the book, and I see plant these words like plaintiff, and then some of the words I
plaintiff?
Can't. Plaintiff? Yeah, plaintiff.
Yeah, there we go.
Some of these words that I can't even say.
Yeah.
And they don't even give me, some of them don't even give me a definition. Mm. So I'm like, I don't even know how to say it, let alone know what it even means.
So what you're saying is law school is not for you.
I just don't know why I have to take communication law study. Yeah.
That is true to this aspect of it, right? I mean, you would just kind of hope that either the intern or somebody else would tell you if what you did is legal or not.
Yeah, or if I did do something wrong, someone would come and then tell me that I did something wrong.
Yeah, but in certain instances, and Buddy would agree with me, if what you did wrong is a little too late, it could be very costly for the station owner and for you. So you might want to know in advance about certain things.
This is in the court and everything.
Well.
It's not like ahead of time, hey, don't do this. You've already done
it. You've never thought about this because it can mess with your mind. But literally, every time that mic is hot.
What?
You can get in trouble.
No, I know.
I don't think you realize the severity of it. Yeah, your words matter. What you say. How you say them.
I did.
And who do you say them to?
I'm going
to
do my case study on the
S. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's not get you in trouble. Can I just pod you down the rest of the way?
No, I was just going to.
All right, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything. I'm still here, am I?
Officer Brennan Mathern, PIO.
Oh.
Foosh Sheriff's Office. Oh, yeah? Got to take a law class for that comms degree. I don't know if I guess I did. I don't remember.
You probably weaseled your way out of it.
No, it was probably so easy for me. I watch a lot of Law and Order.
No, it's called CSI. You cheated.
Criminal intent.
You
whatever.
Had someone. You like,
cheat.
While
I've
I'm
never
going,
cheated
while
in
I'm
an
going
academic
coaching
environment in my life.
My little league basketball. Okay. Someone else. I'll pay you $200.
Here's
to go
the problem
take my class.
That you don't. You have a terrible memory, right? Because in front of you is a 2-time champion.
Intramural.
And also member of the dean's list. So you know, if you want to think I needed to cheat, that's fine.
You did cheat.
I didn't cheat.
Quote,
once
all
again,
you needed to do was show up to class and you get at least a C.
That's not cheating. How is that cheating? That's incredible advice to you, a student, that in college, showing up starts you at a C, essentially, because if you pay attention, you'll know enough by just showing up to at least get a C work on your test.
Well, guess what, Gus? There's no showing up to this class.
First off, how is that cheating? You don't even know what cheating means.
No, it's called that you went.
Plus, by the way, you accused me of cheating without even knowing that I cheated.
You went to class, and you probably just threw your homework
there
to someone
again.
Else.
Again, zero evidence or proof. This is law. This evidence, proof. What you're doing right
defamation
now is completely.
Of, defamation
here's another,
of character.
Here's another. Not only that, there's another word. Speculation. Complete speculation. There's no circumstance to. I mean, we could do a media law right now because you're slandering. I mean, there's a lot of things.
I get slandered on this show all the time.
Matter of fact, now that you say that, yeah, I did take this class.
I get slandered on this show all the time.
No.
I probably have a lot of legal suits that I can.
No, I could back it up. See, as long as you can back it up with something, you're
good.
Who
has all the recordings of the show, though?
Yeah, good. I will say, let's go back to the tape.
Who can delete whatever? Who can control the media?
Well, that's called destroying evidence, and that's when Brennan shows up. That's when Brennan and his people show up. You can't destroy evidence.
Hey, how
not
you know?
Not legally.
If
you
I
can.
Destroy it, how
you
will
can.
You know?
Oh, well, we know.
How?
Well, you just say you can destroy the tape and the shows.
Do you have proof that I destroyed it?
I'm sure people know that I was on the air at certain points of the day. You can't just say, oh, we never did the show.
I don't know what to tell you. Everything got the house caught on fire.
Here's what we learned from you so far this opening. Just do the work. Go to class. Pay attention. And you're going to be fine.
Stop not
trying
this,
to weasel your way out
I'm
of
not,
things.
I
you
haven't
absolutely
this semester.
Are.
I haven't this semester.
Well, you're
actually.
Only a week and 2 days in.
I will say, and so, you know, maybe, you know.
You started last Wednesday. It's Friday.
Maybe a
you're
French.
9 days in.
Maybe a French class. I might have weaseled my way around a few things, but, you know, in this
another legal
semester,
term, and the police would also understand. You're like, you're giving yourself your trying to think of the right term here.
No, I think the majority of the time, if you come clean, then, you know, a little lighter on you.
Oh, is that how? How would you know that, by the way?
Communication law study.
There we go. 800-998-1003. If you want to chime into the conversation, who do you like on Sunday? Are you excited or not? Are you going to cook out? Are you going to make it an event? I know, obviously, I mean, the mayor of New Orleans just closed, what, was she closed down the bars? It's going to be check protocols to go into Bourbon Street. She didn't want anybody in town, obviously, for Mardi Gras and stuff. Everyone is saying, please don't do Super Bowl parties. But, I mean, if you have, like, your immediate family and you want to do that,
talk about
technically you and I shouldn't go.
Talk about a legal mess there.
I'm not even getting involved with that. That's called smart. I'm not even getting involved with that. Remember what I always say. I live on one side of the canal for a reason, and I will leave it at that.
Okay.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. There's a canal that separates Orleans Parish and Jefferson Parish. Yes, okay. There we go.
Hey, remember, hey, Gus, tip I just, I've learned years ago. Remember when this mic's on?
Yeah.
Get you in trouble.
You just learned that, huh?
I'll pass
see
on,
what happens
pass
when you show
the
up?
Information.
Do you see what happens when you show up? You learn. Look, I say Chiefs over Bucks. Why do you say Chiefs over Bucks? I say Chiefs over Bucks. Why are you making fun of me?
Pat Mahomes.
Yes, Pat Mahomes. Why? Is that not enough reason for you?
I have. That's the reason why they're losing this game. He's too. He's big. He's perfect for the moment. He's going to get in his own head. That's my take.
Something's wrong with you.
Three interceptions.
Really? How many Super Bowls has he won?
One.
How many has he played in three seasons?
One.
Hmm?
One.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good, huh?
Guess.
Not in your mind? You guess, huh? Wow. It's incredible. So what
see,
if he, what
the
if,
only
what
reason
if he wins
why,
Sunday? I'm just asking
you. Were,
you
were forgetting what, about no. this song, and I was
no,
gonna,
I wasn't forgetting.
Yes, you did.
Nope. Here we go. Here's my favorite part. Taller than that's a shame. That's a shame. Poor number nine. It hasn't been a good week for number nine, huh?
It's been a great week for number nine. He's posting Twitter videos about Fountain Blue and the state championship.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about how the fan base pretty much is hinting very heavily.
Do you think he cares? How much money? How much money do you think he's?
Come on, I don't care if it's about
accumulated
money.
Over
come
the past.
Hey, no, for Drew, it's not about the money.
Does it have to be worry about getting hit by a truck every play?
What are you talking about? Who's no truck?
Equal.
I mean, if Andres Pete would block somebody, you wouldn't have to worry about
it. Doesn't have to worry about Pete.
That's it.
If he blocks or not. Doesn't have to worry about if he's going to be on the news.
Comes the chorus of the two-time Super Bowl champ. MVP is coming up, by the way.
Now he's going to be judging future Hall of Famers with his broadcast.
Kansas City, baby. Do you know it's actually not in Kansas? You knew that, huh? The stadium? Arrowhead? Did you know that? Most of the city, as a matter of fact, is actually in Missouri.
Oh, fun fact of the day.
Not Kansas. Just letting you know.
Does it look like I care?
Wow. Really? I love your attitude when you go to class. You could care less, wouldn't you?
No, I actually pay a
Pelicans,
full attention.
No, actually, you probably don't. Pelicans taking on the Pacers tonight, 6 o'clock. It's a little earlier tip time because... Why? Let me ask you. Let's see if you know. You're in class today, my friend. Why is it a 6 o'clock tip over there? Central time. That's your hint.
Yeah, because it's time zones.
And what time zone is Indiana in? Indianapolis. I just gave you the hint.
Central.
No.
Eastern.
There we go. That's why it's 6. They're not playing it.
Well, I know that's why when we play Phoenix the other night, even though it's here at the Smoothie King Center, it's a later game because they're on the West Coast.
Okay, just make
it. I know that.
All right, just look.
Know that.
Hey.
All right, Teach.
I'm the one. Yeah. Well.
Hey, Teach, you sit down.
Why do I feel like? What was the show with, what's his name, Travolta and all that? Welcome Back, Kata. That's what you don't even know what I'm talking about.
No clue.
Your dad knows. I kind of know, barely know, but I know.
Welcome Back what?
Kata. That's how you have to say it. Welcome Back, Carter. Just look it up on YouTube.
What's the name? Is it Carter or is it Carter?
It's Carter, but.
All right, we'll say it right the first time.
Well, you'll understand what I mean.
Welcome Back, Carter.
Carter.
See when it aired.
Buddy, you remember that show, huh?
1975.
Yeah. That was Bowden 76.
Only four.
I remember that show.
Only four seasons. It must have been a flop.
Buddy, did you watch that show? Did you watch Welcome Back, Kotter? Hey, see?
No, it is. Which one is it? It's spelled K-O-T-T-E. Yeah. I'm over here like
it is. The graph says it's K-O-T-T-E-R. I don't know. I was one. I wasn't born.
Well,
I wasn't even
like
born
you,
when it came out.
You're acting like you know all the characters like they're
well, I know more
part
than
of the
you.
Family. Well, I'd hope so. Was born in what, 1998?
That's ridiculous. That really is ridiculous. Seriously. You were born when Jordan walked away from his second three-peat.
I'm sorry. I not like I chose to be born.
No, I understand that. It's incredible. The Graf could have been a character on Welcome Back, Kotter.
I could.
Don't you think?
The Graf used to have a throwback.
Pull up the photo of the class.
No, I see the.
Yeah. Could you not picture the Graf being a member of that class? I absolutely could.
Graf has a little bit of like wavy.
No, I'm. I mean, he fits in right in
I
with
feel
that
like
class.
Before right? he started trimming that thing down, I bet it was a big fro.
I'm just saying he could absolutely been a part of that class. There's no doubt. He'd have given the teacher some fits, huh? He'd have been the one that constantly laughs, too, though. Don't
Graf?
You think? Yeah. Well, buddy, was that it? There it is. There it is. There we go. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Why are the kids all over the
Welcome
teacher?
Back.
Oh, that's where the song is?
Yeah. So you've heard it.
Yeah. And the remix.
Welcome back.
I think Larry could be a part. He'd be the troublemaker. He'd be in detention all the time. Larry Holder. What'd you think?
I mean,
are you the one that everyone picks on in class? I think that would be. If you were part of the class of Welcome Back, Kotter, the reboot.
I have no idea what you're even talking about, Gus. I wouldn't know
Wedgies,
what the show's even about.
Hanging you on the lockers and stuff like that, pointing at you.
Well, which kid is it in this one? Is it?
Oh, no. I'm rebooting. So I'm recasting here.
So it's not even the same concept or the same storyline.
It is. It absolutely is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's my show. So I can do it. Your dad watched it. I'm sure he did. Coming up next, Rafael Esparza prop bets. What you got? Honestly, think about it when we come back. Heads or tails? The coin toss.
It's going to land in the middle.
It's not, you know what?
You're invited to start 2021 right now.
Right now.
On the new Toyota of your choice at Homa's number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Start browsing our online prices at GregLeBlancToyota.com for low online prices. You can get your top dollar trade-in value and low monthly payments with the click of a mouse. It's just that easy. If you're a new or returning customer, our friendly staff at Greg LeBlanc Toyota will make you feel right at home. Remember, when you go to Greg, you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Homa's number one new car dealer. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
A heart inside a crescent moon?
Yes, and I love you to the moon and back is engraved inside.
The moon and back pendant is just $99 and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Let's do it. Rafael Esparza, Advia Side Doc Sports, Paige and Rafael. What's up, Rafael? How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I don't know if you were joking or not. You tend to joke a lot, so I don't know. Did you say you have like bronchitis or something earlier in the week to Jordan?
Yes, Yes, they do. The only man in America. I'll be the only man that gets sick with not COVID, and I'll be the only male on Sunday not having an adult beverage while he's watching the Super Bowl.
I wish I had the sounder up because I was going to go Law and Order. Doom, doom. Because here's what's interesting. My son went to the ER this morning because he had an asthma attack based off of a chest cold in which he was coughing up a lung basically most of yesterday and overnight, didn't sleep. And now you tell me that you have bronchitis. Did you stop by? Wait, when did I see you?
Well, when you work Monday through Friday, someone has to go to your house and walk the dog and eat the Halloween candy that you still have.
Not that I was accusing you, because I don't think you can pass along bronchitis.
So, because I could send you over a legal briefing and we can.
That's right. You did. You stopped by yesterday to let the little guy out, huh? Didn't you?
Yes,
no, I know. I could send. We can, take this man to court.
Anyway, having gone through what he's gone through, I hope you do feel better. Oh, seriously. Are you feeling better?
Yes, I mean, it's all in the chest. Nothing else.
Okay, well, that's good. Let's get to why you'll be busy on Sunday. That is the Super Bowl prop bets. Heads or tails? What do you see it as?
Tails never fails. I always win. But it's the biggest. I hate to use the word sucker bets, but there's other. If you're going to put money in, there's other ways to bet the game than the coin toss.
Mm-mm. Heads or tails, Jordan? Where are you going with?
Rafael, what are the odds that the coin lands right in the middle?
Just you give me a headache. You know that?
Implanted into the grass.
It's not going to do that.
That would be probably a 1 million to 1.
Thank you.
Do you have that up on the?
He just said it. It's 1 in 1 million to 1.
No, but does he have it up on his?
No, I do not have that up. But if you want me to put it up, I will cancel a couple of my other media hits today, and I'll put that up for you.
Sounds good.
Heads or tails? I asked you. Heads or tails?
It's landing in the middle.
Oh, my.
That's what I'm betting on.
I'm going on heads. Rafael, you going with tails?
Tails never fails.
Got you. And Jordan's just dumb. All right, so next. How about interceptions? Since on a sticky note, Jordan has Machoke with 3 picks. What are some prop bets you have in terms of interceptions for Brady and Mahomes?
That's funny how one of the top 5 betting prop bets that's been getting, I don't want to use the word hammered, but a very popular bet, will Patrick Mahomes throw an interception in the game? Yes, it's plus 150. So I think that we're going to have over 3.5 interceptions. I think both quarterbacks, I think one of them throws 2, and would not be shocked if Tampa Tom throws some dead ducks and gets picked.
You heard that, huh? Dead ducks.
Hey, I heard a quarterback might be throwing 2.
Okay.
We don't know which one. I said 3. But
based off of the prop bets and also how Vegas is thinking, which Tiger tailback or running back is going to have the most success? Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Kansas City or Leonard Fournette for the Bucs?
Well, I'll give you what I'm leaning towards the game right now, and I'm one of those lucky ones that has Tampa Bay plus 3.5. So I'm going to go Fournette. I'm going to say Tampa Tom and Buccaneers have a very successful Sunday, so I'm going to give the ball to Fournette. I think he actually scores a touchdown as well. And I think there's a prop bet, will Fournette catch over 3.5 receptions? I like that over.
Yeah.
Screen pass.
He's absolutely catching more than 3 passes. I'd be shocked if they didn't. Look, I mean, I thought he was one of the reasons their offense moved the football and had success against the Saints defense, huh?
I agree. He's had a fantastic playoff, Fournette. Not just the Saints game, but the whole playoff.
Is there like a Baton Rouge guy or somebody that, has an RV, is a member of a suite, and just wants to have his Tigers play? They have 6 players in the Super Bowl this week. How about like something like where Fournette Helaire scores a touchdown and Matthew gets an interception? Is there something I can bet that way?
I was going to do something like that, but they kind of wanted me to concentrate on a lot of entertainment prop bets and commercial prop bets.
Okay.
No disrespect to people who are listening, diehard LSU Tigers, but everything doesn't go around LSU.
Are you sure?
But pretty positive. They've only won 1 national championship in a while.
Wow. So Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports. It was just like 2 seasons ago. I mean, it just happened, though, Rafael. I mean,
Bama's been there quite a few times.
You know what? We don't need to worry about Bama. How about some of those entertainment prop bets you were talking about? Give us a few.
I'll give you a funny one because we all make fun of Tom Brady's age. Will Tom Brady leave the game because of a broken hip? Yes or no?
Come on, really?
Yes is 7 to 1. The no is -6,000. So that's kind of a funny one. How many times will Belichick's name be mentioned during the game, Cat? We open up at one, at -140. It's up to -$4. And I'm going to tell people, be very careful with these prop bets, because last time Tom Brady won a Super Bowl, we had how many times will Giselle Bundchen be shown on TV? Everyone bet one to all the way up to -$8, and she was shown zero times. I think they're going to mention Belichick's name all through the pregame. But I think once game time, it's going to be pits and quiet. I don't think Belichick's name gets mentioned not once if they're in the game.
Rafael, I know with COVID going on, it might be a little trouble for someone to pull this off, but what are the chances that we see someone streak on the field during the Super Bowl?
What is wrong with you?
Normally I will do something like that, but since there's not that sold-out crowd, and you guys will know because you guys get my emails. Remember back in the day I put over, under Super Bowl attendance, 20,000, and everyone was betting the under, and thank you for the vaccine, because most of those people, the 30-plus that's going to be there, will be vaccinated, a few viewers, so everyone that bet that went under lost. But I would say no one's streaking.
Man, why are you disappointed by that?
Because
they don't show it anyway.
No, it's a way to make money.
Okay. Here's something else. You know that?
Putting words in my mouth.
You asked about a streaker of all the different prop bets. All right, obviously it's one that everyone talks about every year for the Super Bowl. Length of the national anthem.
It got out. We moved it just now to 2 minutes and 6 seconds. We had 2 minutes and 3 seconds, and everyone was pounding the over. So I'm still going to take the over at 2 minutes. And 6 seconds, I think that one goes over. And who will sing the first note? Jasmine Sullivan, Eric Church, we're both together. Give me Jasmine Sullivan, because if you go back and watch some YouTube, they have she has sung the national anthem with another person before, and she pretty much dominated the song. So I'll lay that -140 if she sings the first note.
That's a good one, too. Do you have something like how long do they sing together? Do you think they sing some choruses together? Or do you think it just keeps alternating?
I think there's going to be alternating. We have who was singing the last note, Jamie Sullivan, Eric Church. And Eric Church has not done the national anthem that many times. And the one time he did with a band, he did not sing the last note. So give me again. I'll take Jamie Sullivan -$2.
All right. The other thing that'll be entertaining, see what I just did there, the halftime show, The Weeknd. Do we have a playlist that we can, like, what are the songs? And what's the last song, first song? Can we bet like that?
Yeah, well, we have how many songs will he sing? This is going to be a very low-key. I can't remember. This is probably the least amount of prop bets I've done for The Weeknd. Because remember, really? Last year, the controversy with will there be butt cleavage, and people didn't know what the word butt cleavage was, because we had J-Lo, and I can't think of the other girl that was on there. But this year was just The Weeknd, and no one wants to see his stuff. So it's going to be interesting. But Blinding Lights is +175. As the favorites, but Starboy is getting a lot of action. I think he opens up a Starboy, and I think he ends the show with Blinding Lights. Pray for Me at +250 seems a really good price, too, if he wants to start.
I'm sure you're a fan of The Weeknd, Jordan, here.
Yes.
Okay, which song do you want to hear him sing the most? Like, you have to have it.
The ones that Raphael just mentioned.
Okay.
Those two, Starboy and Blinded by the Light.
So what's the finale? What's the one that bah, 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 and the fireworks go off and he just had to do
it? I'm gonna flip it. I think he ends with Starboy.
Okay. That's where you're going with, huh?
Starboy.
Oh, no. We didn't ask for anything of that. What is the most, I guess, what prop bet or bet has gotten the most action? I've seen different things like just betting against the Bucks or for the Bucks. Somebody laid like $3.8 million, stuff like that. Like what has gotten an absurd amount of money, and what is it?
One casino in Denver, Colorado, from Mattress Matt, took $4.3 million on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win it +3.5. So that's probably one of the biggest bets. A lot of cross sports Super Bowl action coming in. The most popular one, Chris Paul made free throws against the Boston Celtics on Sunday versus Tom Brady rushing attempts. That's probably getting a lot of action. Manchester City and Liverpool goals versus how many field goals made in the Super Bowl is another one that's getting a lot of action. So there's a lot of good stuff. We have some golf matchups that's getting a lot of one. Bryson DeChambeau's fourth round score in the Phoenix Open versus Travis Kelce's receiving yards is getting a lot of action.
I thought it was pretty cool seeing, I saw a couple of photos from Clint Sterner we had on earlier in the week. That's a sports show over in Houston. He's over there at the Phoenix Open with some guys, and how they have the fans there. They're kind of in those elevated, you know, boxes and stuff away, but over the greens and stuff. So a way to be able to get fans in that way.
Yeah, I did see that. That was kind of cool. So I was actually excited to see that. I thought that was very exciting. Again, just to see fans in there. And we're starting to see them. I mean, we started in the Kansas City Buffalo game a couple of weeks ago. You heard the fans in Kansas City when the Chiefs start taking over. It's going to be very interesting to see what's the crowd going to be like in Tampa. Are they going to be pro home team or just there just to cheer because they finally get to see a game? We saw it in the McGregor fight when the fans were there and when he got knocked out, you heard it. So I'm just excited to hear actual fan noise and not the plug-in fake fan noise.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I still wish that they would have fired the cannons. I don't know why they're not doing it. You know, it's silly. Do it for both teams. Fire the cannons for both teams.
Because the cannons might have COVID in there.
No, there's no COVID in the cannons. It's just steam. final play of the game. Is it a play or a kneel down?
I'm going to say it's Tampa Tom taking a kneel down.
No.
And the toe.
No.
That's what my final play is going to be.
Why are you raising your fist? Why are you raising? Why do you hate Pat Mahomes so much?
Well, guess what?
Huh?
Guess who hasn't lost the Super Bowl?
You do know he's 6-3, right?
Guess who hasn't lost the Super Bowl?
Who?
Mitch Trubisky.
You know,
if Pat Mahomes loses this game,
Rafael, odds of Mitch Trubisky starting a single game next season.
Ooh, I don't think he'll start. I think he'll be a backup somewhere, unless the Saints sign him and Hill and Jameis go out in injuries, and then Mitch Trubisky has to come in against Tampa Tom in the Super Bowl.
All right, 30 seconds. Legitimately, I know you said it already, but recap. Who you like on Sunday?
Tampa Tom, and the game goes over. I think both teams hit the 30 mark.
There he is, at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow over on Twitter, Rafael Esparza. Thank you, sir. I'll be checking up on you later on after the show.
Take it easy. Have a fantastic weekend, guys.
There he goes. Is this what you like the song?
I do like the song.
All right, really? Take us to break since you like the song.
I'm not singing it.
Take us to break. I didn't say sing it. Say we'll be right back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
We'll be right back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Join us for our President's Day event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
The moon and back pendant is just $99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
At Ramsey's.com.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Who you got on Sunday? Who wins? What's the score? Also tonight, Pacers and Pelicans. Don't forget 6 o'clock is the tip time. 5:30 will be the pregame. One of the things that we talked a little bit about yesterday was something what Zion said earlier in the week about the progression. And again, we spoke with David Wesley earlier in the show about patient time frame, et cetera, to be able to see some of these players develop and grow. 20 games in the books for the Pelicans. And like I said, in 1 week's time, we've seen four games. In the bookends of those four games, you've seen the Pelicans play really well. Jordan, you've seen Lonzo Ball play well in those four games. I mean, in the bookends of the four games, haven't you? Right? So, development, minutes on the court, how you determine all of that. You know how I feel? I love Kyra. I want to see Kyra Lewis play as much as I possibly can. Some sort of minutes or not. And then Zion said this earlier in the week, which only fueled my desire to continue to see Kyra Lewis on the court.
Oh, I'll start with what people see. In the game, you know, what y'all see when he checks into the game, he always gives us great minutes. Kyra always comes in, you know, he's always playing with confidence. You know, if you ask him to do something, he's going to go out there and give it his all. So, you know, y'all see that potential. But I don't even think y'all have seen his true potential because, you know, when we're practicing, Kyra is unbelievable in practice. And, you know, right now he's not playing a lot, obviously, or, you know, some games he'll play and some he don't. The best thing I can say about that is, you know, it's all in the game. But, yeah, Kyra has so much potential. You know, honestly, me being honest, I didn't know much about Kyra before he came here, but Kyra has a lot of potential. Like, I'm excited to see how his future is going to go here.
Jordan, does that kind of sound like we need to get Kyra some minutes?
Coach Zion.
It's kind of – he was doing his best to hold his enthusiasm there.
He was.
I don't think he was picking sides either. I mean, it's just he was answering the question. He's like, man, I like what I see, and you guys – don't get to see what I see, which is at practice apparently is impressive because I wanted to play that because of this. One of the things we've talked about as to why we haven't seen him or something like that. Remember earlier in the season when I wanted to see him, we hadn't seen him and I had analysts on or we played sound from David Griffin or Stan Van Gundy and it was like, well, you know, it's going to be some turnovers or, you know, it's going to be some, and I'm like, okay, I understand that to an extent, but I'd rather him learn on the floor. I mean, again, I'm not trying to always use Taysom Hill as an analogy, I promise. It's just that, again, I go back to that Taysom Hill game in Denver when Sean Payton says, I wanted to make sure we didn't turn the ball over. The first thing that popped in my head is, well, what did you see at practice to make you think that he's going to throw interceptions and turn the ball over? So I understand there's an understanding and an obviousness of not having played at a certain level. The game is challenging as it is. You're learning as you go. You're a rookie. You're going to make, quote unquote, the phrase, rookie mistakes, right? But when you didn't see him as the games progressed, you're wondering, okay, well, what do you see at practice? You know, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've had a lot of these conversations at the gym, whether it's Billy Hernan Gomez, who we didn't see play until this week, or Kyra. The question begs, okay, so what do we see at practice? Remember, one of the things I've said as to why I'm almost preaching or at least understanding a patience level that probably needs to increase or not is, Jordan, you don't get much time to practice. When you're playing every other day, and then you add the back-to-backs. It's hard to get those minutes in. And then to show that you can learn or that you know the game plan, the plays, what have you. That's why I wanted David Wesley on today. And what did he say? About 2 weeks, he said, him, because he's a smart player and that's what he prided himself on. So knowing all the positions, knowing all those different things. And the reason I'm bringing it back up is because Jordan, 20 games. What did he say? Do you remember what he said? He said about 20 games, you should start to know, and the offense should be flowing. You should start to know where everybody goes and everything is, right? Didn't he say that? He said 20 games. Do you remember what Stan Van Gundy said? on the win back on Wednesday?
Well, I think two things. I don't think there's any doubt it was our best game of the year.
That's what he started off his comments on the win. So that's why yesterday I was asking that question. Are we starting to see, Jordan, the right amount of proper time where it's starting to click? That's why I told you today, my theme for the next week, my, you know, thing that I'm going to be comparing, contrasting the games, which is Indiana, Memphis, Houston, Chicago, and Dallas. That's all the games coming up this Friday to next Friday, is consistency. I'm not even looking at win-loss, right? I want to see consistency. Jordan, you understand what I mean when I say I want to see consistency? Coach Van Gundy said, for Zion, best game defensively, right? I'm not expecting every single game is going to be great, but the continuation of maybe out of those games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in 7 days, is 3 of those 5, Zion plays well defensively. I you know, something like that. Lonzo Ball played really well against Milwaukee. I mean, Hubie Brown talked about him like a Hall of Famer. I mean, he was playing great. And then he played well against Phoenix, right? Consistency. I want to see, of the next five, I don't want it to look like a roller coaster, a camel hump. You know what I'm saying? Where he goes straight up the hill, he goes all the way down to the bottom. Straight up the hill, all the way down the bottom. Just consistent. And I'm like, again, and not even looking at the points. What do you want to see consistently from Lonzo Ball? Is it points? Is it assists? Is it lack of turnovers? Is it aggressiveness? Is it drives to the basket? Like, you want to see 5 drives a game? Like, what would fill your definition of consistent play from Lonzo Ball?
Playmaking.
Okay, what is that?
I want him to kind of be the leader out on the court, and I know that's hard to say and do when Zion.
Playmaking and being a leader is two different things.
Zion and B.I.
Or do you think it can be the same?
I think it'd be the same.
So he can be a leader on the court by making plays?
Yes.
Because Zion has said when he plays a certain way, like Milwaukee, their team's better. So you're saying he can lead on the court by being aggressive, taking it to the rim, and then opening up things, and if he knocks down a three, great. Because that's kind of where I'm at.
Yes.
Right? Here's Zion on Lonzo.
You know, Lonzo's a great defender. I think he had a great performance tonight. You know, our message to Lonzo all the time is, you know, like, you know, shoot with confidence. Like, we trust you to shoot the ball. You know, we trust him to be Lonzo. Like, you know, push the pace and just be yourself. That's our message to Lonzo.
Okay, so that's Zion on how he sees and views and wants Lonzo. But how did he start that bite? Great defender. What did I tell you earlier when I said, what do you want to see? Remember we asked the question? Question of the day, what do we want to see from
the Pelicans?
You said you wanted to see lockdown revenge. You wanted to see the guards. I said, switch it. Like from Lonzo. I said, I want to see how Lonzo defends Ja. What I don't want to see is the last minute and a half against De'Aaron Fox. You know what I'm saying? That was, yikes. I mean, De'Aaron was just insane. He had 17 straight.
You know what matchup I'm really interested to see?
Hmm.
It's not tonight's game, but it's tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. I want to see Ja Morant and Kyra Lewis go up against each other.
It's not going to happen. I mean, it's what I just talked about. Lonzo's going to be facing him more than Kyra. Not that I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I
don't know.
You think he gets off the bench tomorrow to face?
New Orleans Pelicans.
Uh-huh.
What? Pels versus Pacers tonight at 6 p.m. in the last highlight that they leave you with. It's a Kyra Lewis 3.
That's number 13. By the way, the Jumpman Pels jerseys, huh?
You like them?
Huh?
Just because they have the Jumpman.
Absolutely.
Just because they have
what
the logo?
What do you mean just because? What do you mean just because? I think I'm going to have to
the little red shorts. What do you think? Little red ones? Red, blue, white.
No,
I like red.
The city edition.
I cannot. I am not a fan.
Wow.
They're very plain. Compared to the rest of the league's city jerseys, I see where they're going. I get it. It's a nice nod to the city flag. I wouldn't even put it as my second favorite jersey.
Are we allowed?
Of all the jerseys.
Do we have the Mardi Gras ones? I know it's the French flag. I don't know if we still keep those.
I don't think we have the Mardi Gras here. I think to replace them with that.
I thought you could have like.
I know. I don't think we do though.
I thought that like when the Pelicans first started, there was like a certain amount of time that you had to go until you could add another.
We'll ask Daniel. 205 is coming on. We'll ask him if there's a Mardi Gras jersey. Your favorite jersey of all the jerseys they have is what? I like the red ones.
I mean, the red ones are the clutch ones. That's when we do our best. I feel like we play our best.
Okay, so not your favorite one?
Yeah,
that's
my favorite.
Or is it the city?
No, I like the red one.
Okay, what's next?
There's really not much to choose from,
guys.
You got
blue. You got the navy. That would be.
I don't like the blue one.
I don't like the plain white one. Yeah, guys, I think the city is probably my least favorite. I'm not a fan. That's all. It's very plain. Compared to the
other
I like
the ones, city edition.
I think the Heat city editions are the best. Miami Vice looking, I love them. Love them. Phoenix has some good ones too. We'll come back. Jack Benjamin's going to talk about a very big game for the Curtles. We'll take on Sam Houston tomorrow. He'll explain why in a handful of reasons. When we come back on the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. Ain't that tough
enough? Ain't that tough enough? Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
A heart inside a crescent moon?
Yes, and I love you to the moon and back is engraved inside.
The moon and back pendant is just $99 and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
The new year is here. Aside from thankfully, saying goodbye to 2020, it's time to say goodbye to the old you as well. Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health. Last year, did you notice any physical changes in you? Reduced energy or libido, increased body fat, ED, brain fog? You know, it could be low T. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590 to schedule an appointment. They accept all major insurances and tell them you heard it on the Sports Hangover.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone!
You want me to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. Joined by Jack Benjamin, voice of the Colonels, at Jack Benjamin PXP, the way to follow over on Twitter. Jack, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Gus, good to talk to you. Feel like it's been a while, because it has been.
Yeah, it has been, right, since the last time you guys took on an accord. And we talked about it going into that game. You guys were playing good, had a nice streak, things were going well, picked up the win in that game, and then it's going to be a little bit break before we take on Sam Houston. It's a big game. We're going to touch on that. But go back to January 27th, the 76-69 win against McNeese as the win streak continued.
Yeah, the team is... They're rolling right now. No way around it. I think putting together great defense, which is the calling card of Austin Claunch and what he's done now in his 3 years there, with an offense that slowly but surely has really started to click and guys figuring out their spots. I know we talked for the very first time back in November, and my whole question was, okay, well, how is a team that's got 11 newcomers going to mesh and gel in a season where you have very little preseason time and no scrimmages, and you're thrown into the fire on the West Coast the way that they did, and a tough schedule early? And it took them a little bit of time, but now these guys are figuring out who wants the ball where, who's got to be the guy down the stretch. It's been fun to watch. I think the shot selection has improved substantially over these past couple weeks. The rebounding has been a key. We can touch upon that when we talk about the last meeting with Sam Houston State. Mm-hmm. That was an area of concern early on in conference play and early on in the season when we were playing teams that were a lot bigger. It's a little different once you're in the Southland Conference. But I just think the energy throughout games has been terrific. They've found a way to close games. The one issue continues to be the free throw shooting, unfortunately. Missed a bunch of free throws again in the game against McNeese. But they've just found a way to make plays down the stretch of games. Not every one of these games over the course of the seven-game conference win streak has been a blowout. A few of them have. But they've made the big plays when they've had to. The execution's been great, especially in second halves. And it's been really impressive the way this team's been able to come together over these last couple of weeks.
Speaking with Jack Benjamin, voice of the Athletics for the Colonel Athletics. And you mentioned the last loss, or Sam Houston. That was the last loss. And then you've won eight in a row. And look, if you win tomorrow, and it not only does it continue a streak that it's been a while, but also the start in conference play would be a pretty big deal as well, right?
Yeah, this is unique what's going on in terms of Nicholls basketball right now. For those who aren't familiar, the team became a Southland Conference school back in the 1990-1991 season, which is when they moved to the Division I ranks. And the head coach at that time was the great Ricky Broussard. He is in the Hall of Fame, tremendous guy, still is at every game. He's just an incredible coach in person, and rightfully so, a Hall of Famer and the best to ever do it from the coaching ranks at Nicholls. But they made their first tournament in the 94-95 season, went to their second NCAA tournament in 97-98, so two appearances in 4 years, and haven't been back since. And the last time that that Nicholls started 8-1 in a Southland Conference season, you got to go back to that last NCAA run where they ended up losing to Arizona back in the 1998 season. So it's been quite a while since they started 8-1 in conference. And you got to remember, too, they've won seven straight conference games, eight straight overall if you include the non-D1 win over Carver College. Last time they won nine in a row, you also got to go back to that 97-98 season. They've only done it twice in program history. Also did it during the other NCAA run, the first one in 94-95. So this is rarefied air, what's going on right now. And I've asked Austin Claunch about it to put in perspective over the course of the win streak, not when it was already at seven games or eight games, but a few games before that. And he's a very much take it one game at a time guy, because I think in a year like this, it's hard to put streaks in perspective, right? Because everything could be shut down in an instant. So I think this team, the way they've been locked in and only focused on the next opponent, has been really impressive and a big key why they've been able to win and string together this many games in a row, seven in conference and eight overall.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I was going to ask you next, Jack, if that is something that he does talk about with the team in terms of perspective and history and knowing, hey, look, because you've heard coaches before in the past that Jack kind of say, look, this could be a special season. Hey, mate, you know, let's stay more focused. I know on our end with ladies hoops, I mean, I'm not going to say it's a little more cautious, but you can see the end of the season. It's the final month, the tournament's right around the corner. You want to make sure that everything you do is, A, right now, Jack, to allow you to play, right? So be smarter and safer and things of that nature. So I'm kind of interested to have heard you say that in terms of the coach still approaching it just like a normal season, and coach speak in terms of the next game's the big game.
Yeah, I think, Gus, you make a great point there. And I just think, like I said, a year like this where everything is uncertain and things can get shut down, the next you could be thinking about your scout and your prep for one game, and then 2 minutes later you get a call that the game is canceled. I think it has to be a game-by-game mentality. And I think for this team, too, not that it's ever good to have a COVID shutdown. That's the last thing you want during what's going on here. Number one, for the safety of the kids. Number two, because of you're already losing so much time in the preseason and whatnot. But for us to have had that 25-day pause, I think it set in really that the reality of it, of what this season is for a lot of these guys. And we do have some guys who haven't played Division I basketball, but for a lot of the newcomers, and it just, I think it set reality in much quicker for this team. They were on the West Coast. They were kind of isolated at the start. They play those five games in California. They lose their final three, and then you get shut down for 25 days when you're about to leave for Baylor. And I think it put into these guys, well, this is a unique season. We need to be locked in all the time because it could get taken away from us. Who knows how many games you play? I mean, a big thing Austin Collins just talked about is, God forbid, teams in the conference don't end up playing the full 16-game schedule, then there's all kinds of tiebreakers that have to ensue, right? Do you win percentage and who played who? And you want to avoid that if you can. You want to play as many games as possible, and you want to take it game by game. So I think having that 25-day pause, it gave the team that sense of, okay, well, this is real. We better be as locked in as possible. They come off it. They battle LSU to the very end, lose by 6 in Baton Rouge against a terrific LSU team who's going to compete in the SEC and are right now, and then lose in the opener to Sam Houston State when they were still sort of figuring out the lineup. And there's some things that are different about that game than what's going to happen on a Sunday, tomorrow, I should say, that we could talk about. But, I think, like you said, it's got to be a game-by-game approach, especially like this. And now Austin Clunch has not done a single bit of looking ahead because he's just worried about getting through the next day and not having any positive tests.
Speaking with Jack Benjamin at Jack Benjamin PXP. That's for play-by-play, Jordan, in case you didn't know that. Voice of the Curdles. Got about 2.5 minutes here, so let's get to the big game. Kind of talked a little bit the importance of leading into this and why the Colonels have a shot at, you know, making some little history here and continuing to play well. But it's been a month and a couple of days since these two teams last met. It was a close game. Can you learn anything from that? And what do you think will be key? Could one stat be rebounding, perhaps?
Yeah, rebounding, I think, is a big thing. We were minus 11 in that category. And over the course now of this 7-game Southland win streak, we've been a plus 5 on the glass. So that's been an emphasis. I think these two teams are both different than they were at that time. I know for Sam Houston, they're also, you know, they're coming off a loss, their first conference loss to SFA in Nacogdoches on a Sunday. So they'll be revved up and ready to go. And I know that they're playing a little bit differently in terms of the guys that they're involving, their key rotation than we saw. But I think Nichols is much different too. Ty Gordon, who has emerged as one of the very best, if not the best, point guards in the Southland Conference, is averaging 18 points per game in conference play. He had 15 in that game against Sam Houston, but he didn't even start. I think he played 29 minutes, and he was coming off a game against LSU where he didn't play great. So he's been the key for Nichols really all season long. He's been in double figures all but one game, and he didn't start in that game. Raji Lyons, our starting center, who has just been tremendous. He's second in the conference in blocks. His block rate, KenPom doesn't stand on how many shots you alter and how many shots you block, and he's among the nation's leaders there. He only played 17 minutes because of foul trouble in that game. So those are a couple keys. And I know at the three-point line, that has to be an emphasis defensively for Nichols. They've been terrific defending the three over these past couple of weeks. Sam Houston shot 12 of 24 from three. DeMarcus Lampley, who is their leading scorer in conference play, around 21 a game, just lit it up. I think he hit 7 threes. So you know they'll be keying in on him and trying to get that. But turnovers I'm looking at, too. Sam Houston turned it over 17 times. Nichols turned that into 18 points and probably should have been more. They didn't convert a bunch of layups in the second half. So those are some things I'll be thinking about. But, yeah, it's a huge game. Nichols won last year in Huntsville. Hard place to win. They had lost 5 straight previously before that win on the road and at Sam Houston last year. I know that the team's going to be revved up. How will they respond off a 10-day delay that was non-COVID related? They just happened to have a schedule where they had 2 back-to-back games of byes. So I know Austin Clutch will have the team ready to go, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens on Saturday. I know I'm excited for it.
5 o'clock is the tip time. It'll be right here on ESPN New Orleans. What time will you get things started off with pregame, sir?
Yeah, pregame will roll right around 4:40 or so, and we'll have an interview talk with Austin Clutch. We'll talk about all the history involved. Again, Nichols has only won 9 in a row in regular season or postseason play, I should say, for that matter, overall in a season twice before. And would only be their second 8-1 start to conference play. So we'll be talking about all of that. get some insight around the conference. And yeah, the standings right now are tight. I mean, you got four teams all with one loss, Gus. SFA, Sam Houston, Nichols, and Abilene. And then the rest of the conference is a little bit down there. And if you look at Nichols' remaining schedule, they don't play Abilene or SFA. The remaining teams they have after Sam Houston have a 33% win clip. So this is a huge one, to say the least, on Saturday.
Jack Benjamin, BXP, is the way to follow over on Twitter. Thank you, Jack. Enjoy the call tomorrow.
Appreciate you having me on, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Hour two in the books. Hour three next on ESPN New Orleans.